There is nothing in this world that you cannot do if only you will believe in the power and gift that the Lord gave you. Hi everyone, you are listening to Go and Grow with Daryl. Let's talk about the highs and the lows. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, kung anong oras man ngayon habang pinapakinggan mo to, sana nasa mabuting kalagayan ka. Ikaw at yung buong pamilya mo, at kung hindi man, I speak healing, wellness, peace, hope, and stillness that comes from the Lord. Sana maranasan mo yung pahinga na kailangan mo sa episode na to. And so, to start, after almost 8 months na missing in action ako, finally nakabalik din ako. It took me a lot of courage, encouragement, and healing to go back. But nonetheless, I'm just really grateful na ayun nga, finally nakabalik na ako dito sa podcast. Gusto ko lang din ikwento why there's a transition na nangyari. I changed Happy Day to Go and Grow with Daryl because, yeah, there's a story behind. So, Go and Grow with Daryl actually was the idea of one of my favorite person in the world, my cousin Klein. Nag-isip kasi ako ng name that will fit the purpose of the podcast. Then she asked me, ano ba yung gusto mong matanggap ng mga listeners mo when they listen to your podcast? I paused kasi yan, napaisip ako, and then sabi ko, I just want to encourage them. I just want to inspire them. Para kasing not every day or parang hindi naman lahat ng nakakausap natin and I encourage tayo, so I want to be that person. I want the podcast to be that person, to be that encouragement. So sabi niya, why not go and grow with Daryl? So ayun na nga. May light bulb na nalumitaw and nag-jump na yung puso ko nung nabasa ko yon. So I knew it was the one. Growing in our highs and in our lows. Ang growth kasi parang wala lang siya sa highs ng buhay. Madalas pa nga yung growth na experience natin during the lowest moments of our lives. Yung pain, yung breakings, yung pressure, ayan, madalas dyan tayo lumalago. Our blessing does not actually grow us. Yeah, it makes us grateful, but it does not grow us. But before I forget, shameless plugging na din, Klein and I will be releasing our first episode probably next week, but I don't wanna make a promise. What If Kaya with Day and Kim, ang pangalan, I hope you guys support us. We'll be talking about a lot of interesting topics na we hope makarelate kayo. Nandun na din yung kwento how we started. So again, What If Kaya with Day and Kim. It's gonna be available sa mga podcasting platforms very soon. Ayun nga, so going back, I also felt na Happy Day had to go na talaga. Kwento ko lang, Happy Day is a pet name I had for at least 8 years, I think. A good friend gave me a letter way back, and yung dulo ng letter na yon, it says, have a happy day. Yung day niya yung spelling yung nickname ko. So that's when I started using it. For the past years, or I mean almost a decade, I've hidden myself with Happy Day. Unang reason talaga why I wasn't using my name is that I really don't wanna get the glory in everything I do, in everything I post and say. But then the past months made me think, is that the only reason why I am hiding behind Happy Day? Yes, given the fact that I don't want to get the glory, I still don't want to. Pero as I pray, I knew God is telling me not to just go out of the box, but to actually get rid of it. To actually get rid of the box. Happy Day was my comfort zone. And as I mentioned sa previous episode, comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing grows there. I also used Happy Day because I was so afraid to fail, to not be supported, to not be believed in. Parang okay na din na si Happy Day yung naka-front kasi may mga hindi naman nakakaalam na si Daryl ay si Happy Day. That if Happy Day fails, Daryl won't. I was too afraid to be tagged as a failure. I mean, who would, diba? I am also very shy kasi introvert. I think I mentioned na din dun sa very first episode. Kaya talagang itong podcast na to, major move sa akin. I was very timid, typical introvert na madaldal when I am with the people I'm comfortable with. Pero sobrang pipe kapag dinala mo na sa crowd of strangers. That's why naging fit din sa akin ang paggamit ng pet name kasi I can be who I want to be behind that name. Hindi naman nila ako kilala. But I had this conviction few months back na I need to testify as Daryl. I need to let the world know how the Lord works in my life as Daryl. And then after a while, I read this article about motivating people. Ang sabi niya, people tend to believe in someone they see. Even in the very beginning kasi kahit yung sa Facebook page na kinreate ko, hindi ko talaga pinapost yung mukha ko nung una. Kung meron man nakatalikod, nakaside, o kaya yung kamay ko lang. So yun yung moment na I decided, okay, it's time. Naisip ko din, why would I be so shy in doing what I love? Why would I be so shy telling people how God blesses me, molds me, strengthens me? Siguro one of the factors then why it took me so long to introduce myself is that ang hirap magsalita publicly. Ang bilis mag-boomerang pag nagkamali ka. It's hard to testify kasi anytime pwede kang mag-fail. Yung ang hirap ngayong sabihin na okay ka kasi pwedeng mamaya, hindi na naman. Which leads me to the truth na nireveal sa akin ni Lord, I guess 2 years ago. God is our daily bread. We need Him every single day. Kaya nga daily bread eh. You need Him now, and if you fail today, tomorrow, God is still there, bago yung chance na meron ka. He is my daily bread. I don't need to be perfect. My testimony includes heartbreaks, breakings, pain, struggles. My life includes highs and lows, and that's okay. Para kasing meron tayong mindset na for you to have a good testimony, dapat okay ka lagi, okay lahat. Dapat yung testimony mo all good. We forgot that our testimony also includes our pain. Yung mga pagkakataon na nadapa tayo. I was reminded kasi yung song na Hills and Valley, if you're familiar, kung hindi, please pakinggan niyo yung song na yun because isa yun sa mga bumago ng heart ko the past months. Ayun nga, while listening to that song, I was reminded by the Lord na during the highs of my life, sinasabi ko na kasama ko si Lord that He was with me, that He's blessing me. And then during those time na nandun na ako sa lowest moment, bumitaw ako kay Lord because I thought He's not with me during those time. Which is baliktad pala, mali pala. Kasi kung si Lord nandun sa mga highest moment ng buhay ko, mas kailangan ko pala siya during the lowest. Kaya nga ang sabi sa Bible, He is close to the brokenhearted. Alam nyo, that was the time I felt God so close to me. It was during the time I was at my lowest. During the time that I feel like I fail Him daily. It was during the time na feeling ko tinatakbuhan ko na yung calling ko, wala na akong magandang nagagawa, I even stopped podcasting, which I know galing sa Kanya. So yun, sabi nga ni Hannah Pangilinan, the lows are gonna make the highs so much better. And then ayun na nga, last April 24, I attended a webinar hosted by some of the known podcasters here in the Philippines. Si J. Paul Hernandez, Alec Cuenca, and Neil Dimapilis with Miss Mishtan. Did I pronounce their names correctly? Well, I hope I did. Anyways, it lasted for at least 4 hours, if I'm not mistaken, pero hindi ko yun namalayan. Because maybe, ganun ako ka-interested with what they have to say. And given the fact na ang gagaling din naman talaga nila. Hindi ako ganun ka-active sa Podcast PH. Facebook page yon for podcasters or sa mga mahilig magbasa sa podcast, I think. Pero nagbabasa-basa ako doon once in a while. And hindi ko alam anong meron nung araw na yon. Parang as far as I remember, nakita ko yung post na may webinar nga daw and all. Kasi deep inside my heart, I know gusto kong bumalik. Gusto ko nang mag-podcast ulit. So nung nakita ko yung post na yon, I knew I had to attend. I had this feeling na kailangan ko yung webinar na yon, parang ganun. Kahit na nag-stop na ako sa pagpa-podcast at that time. So to cut the story short, as expected, I was inspired na ituloy itong natatanging bagay na ginagawa ko na pinakamasaya ko. Ang ironic, 'di ba? Alam mong doon ka masaya pero tumigil ka. I was also at fault kasi hindi ko na manage ng maayos yung oras ko. Siguro I wanted to share a few things I remember during the webinar which I think hindi lang applicable sa podcast journey ko but with life itself. First is yung go back to your why. Your why should be deeply rooted para kapag nawawala na yung spark sa ginagawa mo, nawawala na yung kilig, nawawala na yung motivation, and natatangay na tayo sa mga bagyo ng buhay, malalim yung bakit natin. Malalim yung babalikan natin na rason kung bakit gugustuhin natin na ituloy ulit yun. It also reminded me yung sinabi ng classmate ko na sobrang laki ng influence niya sa akin, hindi lang niya alam. Dapat daw malalim yung ugat ng mga bagay na ginagawa natin. Kasi kung hindi, isang hila lang dyan, wala na. Isang discouragement, isang bad news, isang negative comment lang, tutumba na tayo. One more thing, ang sabi nila doon, always create content that adds value to people. Ito siguro yung pinakabinaon ko. Kasi I couldn't agree more, a content that adds value to people. Again, hindi lang sa pagpa-podcast ko to applicable. Parang, do we add value to other people with what we say, with what we comment, with what we do? Ang sarap ata sa pakiramdam na alam mo yung ginagawa mo, nag-a-uplift ng iba, nagpo-promote ng iba, nag-a-add ng value sa iba. And I've read this article din na parang there are a lot of content creators ngayon. Hindi lang sa podcast, sa Facebook, sa lahat ng social media platforms. Instagram, YouTube especially. Ang daming content creators but there are only few people na influencers. That's why we also have to be very careful kung sino yung mga influences natin. Again, there are a lot of content creators, but only few of them are influencers. And, ayun nga, bantayan natin yung mga nag-influence sa atin kasi ang laking bagay ng mga napapanood natin, naririnig natin, because sometimes it becomes who we are. And lastly, ang sabi doon, just be yourself and be genuine. Parang stop pretending to be someone you're not. In Kapampangan, meron kaming common cliche dyan, which is yung manikal ko, sabi nila. Or in Tagalog, parang mangangawit ka. If you will try to be someone else, okay, sige, sa umpisa, pwede eh, kaya naman. But in time, mangangawit ka and you're just gonna deprive yourself from growing because you tried to fit into other people's shoe. Ngayon pa naman, sobrang talino na ng mga listeners natin because ramdam nila when you're faking it. So, actually, ang gusto ko lang talagang baunin nyo ngayong episode na to is I want to encourage you. Gusto ko lang talaga kayong i-encourage na balikan yung passion nyo. It doesn't really matter how long you've taken your break. What really matters is that you decide now na gusto mo na ulit, na gagawin mo na ulit. Not for anybody else, but for yourself. It's hard, I know, I've been there. I know it's gonna require you a whole lot of courage to go back. But yeah, kailan, diba? One day or day one, you have to choose. But as for me, I have decided that today is my day one. If you think you can't do it, then hindi mo nga kaya. Kasi bago mo mapaniwala yung iba sa kakayahan na meron ka, dapat ikaw mismo naniniwala ka na kaya mo. That is why today, if you need a confirmation kung kaya mo ba talaga o hindi, with full conviction, I want to convince you. There is nothing in this world that you cannot do if only you will believe in the power and gift that the Lord gave you. Kaya mo yan. I think that's gonna be all for this episode. If you could also pray for me na isustain ako ni Lord sa platform na to kasi I really want to do this for the rest of my life. God bless you and God loves you.